Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The SGPN Fantasy Football Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-belt grooming. Head over to manscaped.com and use promo code SGP for 20% off your order and free shipping. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all our free picks and podcasts. What a wild divisional round of the playoffs did we get. We got treated to some amazing football. And why am I in such a good mood? Well, it's because my 49ers live to play yet another week. We get to play the Rams. And let me tell you, they have had a very, very good record against the Rams as of late. Not saying I 100% like our chances this weekend, but I will say that I like it better than if we were playing, say, I don't know, the Bucks. So, yeah, definitely excited for the next round of the playoffs. And I hope that you guys did very well this weekend in DFS. There was a lot of scoring to be had, especially if you stacked any one of the quarterbacks from the last game of the weekend. Man, if you had Mahomes, if you had Allen, if you had Kelce, Hill, all those guys just absolutely on fire and won a lot of people some money, including our own John Jackson, John Boy Beats, man. That guy walked away with a pretty nice payday from his DFS. And if you are not reading his articles on the website, you need to be. Of course, he's had a little hiatus, but when he comes back, those stacks from a winning man, you could check it out on the sportsgamblingpodcast.com website, where you can find part of what we're doing today. Again, as you know, we have been diving into the audiobook portion of the, I guess, season, as we're kind of running low on some fantasy topics to actually talk about, other than DFS and some of the stuff that we get into on Thursdays. But we're going to take today and we're going to use it as another audiobook, because there is an article that was just published by Justin Mark, who is a friend of the show. Obviously, you know him very well. And he took a look back at some of the 10 best and 10 worst fantasy football predictions. That is up on the website right now at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. I encourage you to read along with it. So I'll give you a second to pull it up on the website. Okay, we live in an age where you can push pause and come back to it, so I'm not going to give you that long. But yeah, so we're going to go ahead and read that through and actually kind of give it to you as an audiobook. Justin did a great job of going back through, combing through some of the podcasts, some of the articles, to give you the 10 calls that we got right as a site and some of the calls that did not go our way, be it through injury or any other way, that we basically just said, look, we got these wrong. We're going to own it. We'll come back and we'll learn better next year. So again, kudos to Justin, who actually said to me when we were talking about this, he said he had a lot of fun going back through this and listening to some of the stuff that we said way back in the beginning of the season and even throughout the season, to be honest with you. He went back and kind of dug. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive right into the 10 best and 10 worst fantasy football predictions as written by Justin Mark over on the sportsgamblingpodcast.com website. There's one thing I think all fantasy football participants can agree on. Fantasy football is hard to predict. With breakout seasons, unpredictable slumps, and injury risks, there's no such thing as a sure thing. But still, all of our analysts, podcasters, writers, and gut handicappers do their best to make good fantasy football predictions that will help you win. This article will take a look at some of our staff's best calls. Don't worry, we know we're not perfect. We'll also throw out some of our worst calls. Injuries don't count. Something to keep in mind when talking about predictions is that an injury can throw a prediction completely off. It's almost impossible to predict an injury except for one person, but stay tuned for more on that later in the article. Therefore, I'm not going to point to things such as us calling Clyde Edwards-Helaire a top 15 running back. Sure, he finished 38th in non-PPR leagues, but who's to say where he would have finished had he not missed seven games? The long shots in fantasy football predictions. Long shot predictions, as taken in our sleeper articles and podcasts, are also omitted because when we call somebody a long shot or a long-term dynasty stash, we're not stating guaranteed success. I touted Tommy Treble after Dan Arnold got traded as a dynasty sleeper on the Fantasy Football Podcast. He didn't have the immediate involvement I thought he'd get, but that doesn't mean he won't hold future value after another year of development. Taking those types of situations out of the conversation, let's take a look at our top 10 worst and top 10 best fantasy football predictions. The bad calls. We'll start with the bad calls. Part of what we do is admit when we're wrong. Some calls we made were a little off, but the following 10 were some of the calls that we wish we could take back. Without further ado, here are the top 10 worst fantasy football predictions for the 2021 season. 10th worst fantasy football prediction. We'll start with our 10th worst fantasy football prediction, looking at the top 10 list released on the main Sports Gambling Podcast. Keep in mind, these were released in July, prior to training camps. Another thing to think about is how difficult it is to narrow down the top 10 at each position accurately. However, listening to the takes from the top 10 podcast, several bad calls stood out. One bad call was putting both Justin Fields and Allen Robinson in the top 10. Maybe it's Nagy's fault, but Fields didn't excel as Bears fans had hoped, Finishing as the 31st quarterback. And despite missing five games, Robinson didn't look like a guy who even wanted to be in Chicago. He finished 84th among wide receivers. It was also a bad call leaving Tom Brady and Dak Prescott out of the top 10 for QBs. 9th worst fantasy football prediction. For the 9th worst, we turn to an early episode of the Fantasy Football Podcast. There was a discussion surrounding if players were being drafted too high or too low. One player discussed in depth was Amari Cooper and whether his wide receiver 16 ranking was too high or too low. Jesse Marcella argued that wide receiver 16 was too low for Amari Cooper and that people shouldn't assume that CeeDee Lamb would be the favorite in the passing offense. Lamb did outrank Cooper slightly, but both of them finished in the 20s. Cooper's final spot in a PPR league was 27th, making his wide receiver 16 spot too high rather than too low. 8th worst fantasy football prediction. On an episode of the Fantasy Football Podcast, talking about bounce back candidates, one call in particular stuck out as a bad call. Daniel Jones was labeled by guest Bo as a bounce back candidate after a disappointing 2020 season. Now I know what you're thinking. Jones finished the season injured, missing the last six games. Still, in his first 11 games, Jones had four games with 10 fantasy football points or less and only four games over 20 fantasy football points. At his time of injury, he was ranked 19th. This falls into the bad fantasy football predictions, and hopefully you are able to avoid him. 7th worst fantasy football prediction. The Bus podcast put out by Sean and Kramer had a lot of good calls, some of which we will discuss later. However, this one lands as the 7th worst call. This particular bad call stems from some hatred for the Cowboys. Don't blame Sean and Kramer for hoping the Cowboys players would fail. There were also a lot of controversy over Dak Prescott's health coming into the season. This led the guys to pick both Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott as busts. As much as they were probably hoping for this to be true, both players finished 7th at their position. Zeke ran over 1,000 yards, even Tony Pollard getting involved, and had 10 rushing touchdowns. Prescott finished with 4,449 yards and 37 touchdowns. Fading the Cowboys seemed like the thing to do, but it was a bad fantasy football prediction. Sixth worst fantasy football prediction. Touting so many correctly picked players to bust later on in our best call section, we have to continue talking about some that were incorrect. In episode 1072, it was a shock to hear Sean's take that Robbie Anderson would have a better year than Adam Thielen. Sure, nobody could predict the inconsistency at the quarterback position that turned into a revolving door for the Panthers, but still, it was a hot take that never got hot. Robbie Anderson finished 49th ranked, while Thielen, who missed four games, finished 28th. Hopefully, this wasn't a fantasy football prediction that you took to heart. There is a chart on here that shows how the season's played out, and I'll explain it to you here. Robbie Anderson, 17 games played, 53 catches, 110 targets, 519 yards, 5 touchdowns, good for 138.5 fantasy football points in a PPR. Adam Thielen played 13 games, had 67 catches, 95 targets, 726 yards, 10 touchdowns, good for 199.8 fantasy points. Fifth worst fantasy football prediction. For the fifth worst call, Justin's going to turn to his own article. While his first article pointed out some good players that were trending down, one particular person he said was trending down was a bad call. Antonio Gibson looked to be losing work on the field and to be trending down after 2 weeks of football. In fact, in his first article, he said you should trade for him while you can. He was even labeled as a bust as the running back 12 off the board on the Sports Gambling Podcast bust episode. Hopefully, those were both fantasy football predictions you didn't listen to as he turned his season around. Even with missing a game, Gibson finished his season as the 10th ranked running back in a PPR league and 9th in a non-PPR. Fourth worst fantasy football prediction. Again, we are fully willing to admit when we make a bad prediction. Show me a person that makes 100% correct predictions and I'll show you somebody that's been to the future. However, we did have a particularly bad fantasy football prediction on an episode of the Fantasy Football Podcast that falls to our fourth worst. For all the good takes that were on it, guest Herms even started to convince Rod, me, on the idea that Cam Newton got a raw deal in 2020 and would bounce back. To the credit and an editorial note, I will say that Herms did a very good job of trying to persuade me that Cam Newton got a raw deal. I was very much on the fence about this. I didn't like Cam Newton. I didn't like the situation. I didn't like what was going on. But Herms had a very, very persuasive tone about him. And if you go to the article, you'll find audio clips actually on all of these different takes. So I implore you to go back to the article, actually listen to these takes because a lot of them are pretty funny. And you can tell that Herms was pretty passionate about Cam Newton, and so this is exactly why I started to get swayed. But back to the article. The take was that Mac Jones wouldn't play this year and that Cam Newton was better than he appeared the previous year. Of course, we saw Cam Newton get released by the Patriots and Jones started the entire year. Hopefully, this fantasy football prediction was one you took with a grain of salt. Third worst fantasy football prediction. For the third worst, we turn to talk of running backs on the Fantasy Football Podcast. While discussing too high or too low candidates, there were two takes on two particular running backs that stood out. Terrell Furman said Najee Harris was being drafted too high as RB11. He also thought Joe Mixon was too high at running back 13. Though to be fair, on the same pod, Jesse argued running back 13 was too low for Mixon, but it was 2-1 at the end of the discussion for calling Mixon too high. Mixon finished as the third ranked running back and Harris finished as the fourth, both outperforming their draft position. Hopefully you still drafted one of them and weren't hesitant from this fantasy football prediction. Second worst fantasy football prediction. The second worst call was found in multiple areas, both in an article on injured players to avoid and on the bust episode, we had multiple staff doubt this quarterback coming off a bad leg injury. Sean, Kramer, and even our fantasy doctor cautioned against him. To be fair, Joe Burrow himself said he didn't trust the leg yet and was pulling it up in practice. All this talk made us hesitant, and it was said multiple times that he should be avoided. Burrow proved doubters wrong by having a comeback of the year-like performance. Leading the Bengals to a 10-win season, their first playoff victory since 1991, and finishing as the fifth-ranked fantasy football quarterback. Hopefully you didn't fade Burrow and took a chance on him. The number one worst fantasy football prediction. Look, Nobody wants to be labeled as making the worst fantasy football predictions of the 2021 season, but we can't tout all of our successful predictions without calling out the bad ones as well. This year, prior to the season beginning, multiple members of the SGPN staff repeatedly sang the praises of Saquon Barkley, despite him not practicing to start the offseason, despite coming back from the injury, and despite very little upgrade on the offensive line. He was being drafted with an average position of the fifth-ranked running back, and while on one Giants fan, in particular, Kramer, had him ranked higher than that. Multiple members of the staff agreed he would be around the top 10 running back of the position. I know Barkley missed four games, but I don't think that's the reason he finished as the 31st running back. Barkley finished 50% of his full games and under 10 fantasy football points in PPR leagues. At one point in week four, he did look like a top running back option. Unfortunately, putting Barkley as the top five running back was a bad fantasy football prediction. I know you are always ready to win money and boost your odds. Well, WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia, bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. As always, you're going to get exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. So get in now on all your favorite teams, players, sports from the NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and if you can think of it, probably there. So much more. WynnBET's also got some brand new bonuses. Look, if you bet $10, you're going to win $200. New customers who make their first $10 bet, win, lose, push, doesn't matter. You're going to get $200 in free bets. Cannot beat that. Plus, you can't beat the great odds promos. It's all happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. I'm going to ask you this again. I ask you it every week. Are you ready to play? Sign up today. You're going to get a special offer. It's a risk-free $1,000 sports bet. So bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com. Support for the SGPN Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped recently launched the Ultimate Men's Hygiene Bundle just in time for Valentine's Day. It is the performance package. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trusted Manscaped with this exclusive offer just for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com. And if my math is correct, it's about 8 million balls. Get in on this performance package. Inside it, you're going to get the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. You're going to get the Core Preserver ball deodorant, the Core Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies. Do this for yourself. Do this for your loved one. Make sure you are making yourself presentable down there with Manscaped. And you can use the promo code SGP. Take care of yourself. Go to manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code SGP. Sliding back into our top 10 worst and top 10 best calls on the fantasy football season as written by our own Justin Mark on the SGP, the sportsgamblingpodcast.com website. We got the bad out of the way. Let's go to the good, shall we? We did some good things. I know that we highlighted some of the bad in that first 10. And look, here's the thing about bad calls. We all make them, right? So obviously when we're highlighting these, we're not necessarily trying to call you out on your picks. We're just trying to say, look, we know that there were some calls that did not go our way this year, but we also know that we had some great calls that went our way this year. And Justin found 10 that were good. So, I mean, I'm sure there were more, right? We talk about... Before we go back, this is a little editorial note as well. We make so many calls on so many players. There are, what, maybe 6 or 7 or 8 offensive players per team. And even then, it's like 10 to 12, depending on how deep you want to go on the rosters. And we talk about them week in and week out. You're going to get some right. You're going to get some wrong. As analysts, all you can do is just try to do your research and hang your hat on what you think is the best call in that situation. And we don't play the games. We just study them and try to predict what's going to happen next. So it's definitely not as easy as it seems, as evident on Twitter. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of armchair folks out there that know what they're talking about too. So if you want to come on the show, you got an open invitation. I'm always here. Just shoot me a message at RJ Villagoma and say, hey, I want to talk fantasy football and let's get you on the show. But let's get back to the calls, the good calls this time, as per Justin Mark's call. So let's do it. The good calls. Now that we've got the bad out of the way, let's break down some of the best calls. Of course, we had some bad takes, but we also had some really good ones. In fact, some of these calls, like our top call, even went against the grain, but helped you in your fantasy football leagues. 10th best fantasy football prediction. For the 10th best call, we'll go back to the top 10 list discussed in the 10th worst. Not counting guys that were injured, Sean Green and Ryan Kramer called a lot of top 10 guys at their positions accurately. Making it even more difficult, 26 of the guys that were called out between the two of them dealt with multiple game injuries. 8 of the 20 running backs Sean and Ryan talked that fell outside of the top 10 missed multiple games. There were also 2 quarterbacks, 4 wide receivers, and 5 tight ends that dealt with injuries. 2 of the best calls were Sean putting Deontay Johnson at number 9 and Kramer putting Austin Eckler at number 4. They finished 8th and 2nd, respectively. Take a complete look at their top 10 list, and of course there's a link there at the top 10 list for Sean and Ryan. 9th best fantasy football prediction. For the 9th best, we'll turn to episode 1072 of the Sports Gambling Podcast, where Sean and Kramer discussed who they thought would be fantasy football busts this year. They each hit a wide receiver accurately as a bust. Much to Kramer's disliking, Sean called out Kenny Golladay, pointing to his injury history, and Daniel Jones's previous year only throwing 11 touchdowns. Sean stated, even being drafted down at wide receiver 22, this was too high for Golladay. He hit the nail on the head as Golladay finished as the 85th best wide receiver. Not to be outdone, Kramer also had a hot take on a wide receiver. He said Julio Jones was a bust at his current draft position of wide receiver 15, and that he'll most likely miss games due to injury. Jones did miss games due to injury and finished as the 93rd ranked wide receiver. If you listened to this fantasy football prediction and avoided both of these players, you wound up happy you didn't take a chance after their disappointing seasons. 8th best fantasy football prediction. Our 8th best fantasy football prediction involves a quarterback a lot of analysts on other sites were touting as a sleeper candidate. On the bust episode of the Sports Gambling Podcast, the guys both agreed that Baker Mayfield was a bust at his draft position of QB 15. Mayfield had 11 games under 20 fantasy football points. He finished the season with just 17 passing touchdowns and 13 interceptions and 3 fumbles. Picking him as a bust at QB 15 was spot on as he finished as the 25th ranked quarterback. 7th best fantasy football prediction. Switching gears from podcasts to one of the many fantastic articles the SGPN staff puts out, we turn to our very own doctor for the 7th best call. Sebastian Fearon, friend of the show, the SGPN fantasy football doc, wrote an article before the season looking at players who had an injury either last year or coming into the season that you may want to avoid. He nailed one in particular that was being drafted as a sleeper in the mid-rounds. Due to his injury, our doctor recommended avoiding Michael Thomas, who has loads of talent and who many people thought would be a steal. Thomas ended up not playing a single down of football. The doc nailed this fantasy football prediction, and we hope you listened and avoided Thomas. 6th best fantasy football prediction. What's a fantasy football prediction article without a little self-touting? Justin already called himself out for a bad call. He's got to at least give himself some props for a good call. When he joined the SGPN staff into September, he'd been a longtime fan. His first article was taking a look at players trending up and trending down. In that article, after 2 weeks of football, he pointed out Allen Robinson was trending down and that it may be a good idea to try to fade him now. Even as a Bears fan, Justin reiterated that opinion twice, once on a Trade Talks episode with me on the Fantasy Football Podcast, and again on an episode discussing who's droppable. Inconsistent quarterback play has been present throughout Robinson's career, and he's still made an impact in fantasy football. This year, not the case. Hopefully you listened to the fantasy football prediction at week 2 and were still able to get some value in a trade based on his talent and his history. 5th best fantasy football prediction. Our SGPN managing editor, Adam Pelletier, appeared on episode 10 of the Fantasy Football Podcast talking about bounce back candidates and lands with our 5th best call. Like a master carpenter, Adam hit the nail on the head multiple times with his take. He called out that Daniel Jones would struggle, even referring to him as EJ Manuel 2.0. While the reference may be harsh, Jones did struggle. Adam also said Paris Campbell would struggle with injuries and Michael Pittman would be the Colts' top receiver. Campbell missed 11 games and Pittman finished as the 16th ranked receiver. Adam made a bunch of good fantasy predictions in a row, and hopefully you listened. Fourth best fantasy football prediction. For our fourth best call, we turn to, well, me, Rod Villagomez. Was talking about the impact of Trey Lance, and he suggested people be cautious drafting him with the expectation that he would become a starter. I expected Jimmy Garoppolo, and that's me speaking, to start most of the year. Jimmy G only ended up missing two games on the year. Sure, he finished as the 17th ranked quarterback, but if you drafted him, got you a lot more fantasy points than Trey Lance did. That was a spot on fantasy football prediction by the 49ers fan himself, me. Third best fantasy football prediction. On my fantasy football podcast, I had another spot on. Look, I got two. I got fourth and third. Thanks, Justin. You're hired. On the fantasy football podcast, I had another spot on fantasy football prediction that lands as the third best fantasy football prediction. I said I was hesitant on Saquon Barkley as a fantasy football first rounder. Anybody that listened sure wound up happy that they did. Those that didn't listen were left frustrated and wishing they had. I pointed out his injury history and the offensive line woes as some things that just made me a little more cautious on Barkley than others were being. Sean reiterated this on the bust episode, though part of that may have been fueled by his love for the Eagles and dislike of the Giants. Barkley missed four games and finished as the 31st ranked running back. As always, we're brought to you by PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. The only thing more exciting than watching the NFL playoffs is prop swapping the NFL playoffs. Last weekend was PropSwap's biggest week ever as bettors from across the country cashed in on their Super Bowl futures. Like Zach from Colorado sold a $100 150-1 Bengals Super Bowl ticket for $1,500. Zach locked in his profit when he turned his $100 bet into $1,500 and the buyer got better odds than any sportsbook. PropSwap has thousands of buyers across the country, so you'll always find the best odds and collect the most money for your bets. Hurry and download the free PropSwap app today. PropSwap has fantastic features like filtering listed tickets based on the best value, a free activity feed to stay in the know with all the big sales, and red hot tickets for sale. A loyalty rewards program that turns your ticket sales into extra bonus cash and a first deposit cash match. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and PropSwap is going to match that deposit up to $500. So join the real sports bettors on PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. Sure, the fantasy season may be over, but the action is still coming on the Better Fantasy app. You could go download their free-to-play app right now to bet on player props for the NFL playoffs. Plus, enter their player prop pools and score big when you win. The reason we love Better Fantasy so much is because we can win awesome prizes and even raise some money for charity along the way, too. It's totally free-to-play. You can earn better credits by completing challenges and use them to place your bets. Better Fantasy is available worldwide and in all 50 states. So download the app today over at BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. And while you're at it, make sure to download that SGPN app. It is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store, giving you easy access to all of our picks and our podcasts. Toss us an app review, will you? Download the SGPN app today. Second best fantasy football prediction. For our second best prediction, we'll turn back to a debated quarterback. The benefits of having so much talent on our SGPN staff is some fantasy football predictions counter each other. While some said to avoid Burrow, Jeremy Popular's wrote an article on mid-round targets. He suggested grabbing Burrow in the ninth round. Burrow wound up throwing for 4,611 yards and 34 touchdowns. If you listen to Jeremy's advice, you were happy nabbing him in the ninth round. That was an excellent fantasy football prediction. Which leads us to the number one best fantasy football prediction. Justin said at the very beginning of the article that it is hard to have every fantasy football prediction be correct due to injuries. Nobody can predict injuries, or can they? Every time in his drafts this season when this player was drafted, he snickered to himself a little and thought, these managers should listen to Sean. Sean said it on the Sports Gambling Podcast once or twice or three times. Okay, he said it over and over and over. Sean gave us this year's best fantasy football prediction when he said Christian McCaffrey will get injured. Sure, he didn't wish an injury on anybody, but he looked at the turf, the history, and the overusage and predicted CMC would get hurt. It was completely accurate as he exited in week 3. McCaffrey returned in week 9 and was injured again by week 12. He was then put on the injured reserve and missed the rest of the season. If you were like me and listened to Sean, you were happy you avoided spending that first round pick or top auction cash on Christian McCaffrey. Wrap up. That's it. The top 10 worst and best fantasy football predictions. The SGPN staff continues to research, study, and analyze to try and bring you your best predictions we can. Nobody can be right all the time, but we strive to try and be right most of the time in all the content. The fantasy football offseason is here, outside of DFS and best ball drafts. And Justin is already studying his dynasty and keeper leagues for potential keepers and trades. The grind never stops. Feel free to reach out with your best, worst, and best fantasy football predictions of the 2021 season and reach out to Justin, reach out to any one of us, and we'd be happy to take those and share them with the class. That's it. That is the article. Again, thanks to Justin Mark for putting all that together. Such an outstanding list of predictions. Again, it's so difficult. Look, there's so much airtime to be filled over the course of a football season and even in the preseason. We put out, 12 episodes of this show before the season even started. So you got to imagine that was already about 12 hours worth of content before anything had even happened. And now we're on episode 63. So you got to imagine how many times we bring up these players, how many times we try to predict what's going to happen. It's such a difficult thing. And look, we love to do it. So that's the one thing about it. You're always going to get passion on this podcast because we absolutely adore bringing you fantasy football content, breaking it down for you, hopefully helping you win your leagues and maybe helping you win some money along the way, especially in the DFS articles and DFS podcasts that we do. Last week was a really good one. We had a couple of good hits. So hopefully you'll continue listening as we do that again on Thursday to help you get set for your DFS matchups in fantasy football and even best ball. Again, remember, there's a lot of best ball going on right now. Underdog, FFPC, all that stuff's happening right now for you to have some fun playing fantasy football. And we're getting down to the wire, right? I mean, down to four teams now. After that, it'll be down to the Super Bowl. So, you know, not much fantasy football left to be played. But that's all right, because we still got your back. We got you all the way up to the Super Bowl and then some. And then we'll start talking about Dynasty. We'll switch gears. We'll start talking about Dynasty, maybe help you get started in a couple of Dynasty leagues, maybe even actually get you going to figure out what to do to bolster your team to get ready for the 2022 season. Again, still lots to talk about. I know other fantasy football podcasts disappear in the offseason, but we won't. We will continue to talk fantasy football with you and hopefully be your outlet over the offseason and maybe give you some stuff to chew on while other people are taking a break. You guys will keep getting better and you guys will keep improving and we'll be there with you to do it. So, all right. We're going to call it good for this episode of the SGP and Fantasy Football Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. As always, find this show everywhere you find your favorite podcasts. If you're not listening to it on your favorite podcast catcher, find it, get it there, or just download the SGPN app. You get it right there, easy. All the rest of our podcasts are there, our picks, our articles, all that stuff on the app. While you're at it, look, it's getting down to the end of the season now. Leave us an app review. Tell us how much you like this show and help us out. Help us grow for next season. I can't believe it's already been a full season of this, but we are so ready to continue on with you. And again, you can find me on Twitter at RJ Villagomez. Find this SGPN Fantasy World on Twitter at SGPN Fantasy. And yes, we are going to call it good for the week. And until next time, until Thursday when we talk DFS, let it ride!